The theme for reflection this month in our congregation is the question, what does it mean to be a people of presence? So to explore that question, I'm wondering if I can see a hand from a volunteer who might be willing to offer a definition for the word presence. What does presence mean? Bryce, what does presence mean? I wish you guys could have seen that. I was going to repeat it for you, but it was so beautiful how he said it. He said there's two definitions, or there can be many definitions. And some may say that presence or giving a gift. And he said some may say that being present, and then he touched his hands to his shoulders, may be, what did you say then? Being in the present. Everybody try that. Touch your hands to your shoulders. Being in the present. Right now. Yeah. And then there's what's happening right now. In the present moment. So there's many definitions. Yeah, he got three and I was only thinking of two. So why might it be that this is a theme this month? What is going on in the natural world right now? Has anybody noticed a change in the weather in the last few weeks or month? Can I get another volunteer to tell me something about what the weather has been doing recently? Can I see a hand? Yeah, so
what's the weather been doing recently?
Getting very, very, very cold.
Getting very, very, very cold. So one response to the cold is to go play in the cold, to ice skate, to hike, to, if it snows, to get on snowshoes, to make snowmen and snow women and snow people. Another response to the cold is to go inside with other people and be warm, maybe drink some warm drinks. Has anybody been drinking some fun warm drinks recently? Yeah. Now, in addition to the temperature, there's something else that's been happening as far as what color the sky is. So I notice that when I'm eating dinner and I look out the window, it's different than what's outside the window 6 months ago. Dick is pointing at somebody's hand. Does somebody have an idea on this one?
It's very dark.
It's very dark. That's right. This is a dark, cold time of year. And throughout history, people have had lots of ways of responding to the dark and the cold. One of the ways to respond to the darkness is to light lights. And so various religious traditions have come up with things like putting lights on a tree or lighting an Advent wreath. In a few weeks, some folks will be lighting menorahs. And so my invitation to all of us during this season is to allow ourselves to give and receive presents, to show up and give each other the gift of presence, and to see what it's like to be in this present moment.